Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. I am your host, Alan Bell. We have a fantastic show lined up for you today. And to start things off, I would like to show you, everyone, what an idiot looks like. And if you look at the bottom right quadrant, that's exactly what it is. Shout out to Prop Stars coming through with Cody Bellinger there, the only one that got us a dub. So Prop Stars, thanks for saving us there. But again, an idiot, bottom right corner, myself, woof, tough day. But I tell you what, it's all about the bounce back. Let's bring in the stars of the show and get that bounce back started right here. We got a full show running 5 wide here. Spectre, you know what? No banter. Today, to start it off, we need a winner. Yeah, bro.
I think we're going to have some great banter at the end of this show, but I'm going to start us off with the Women's World Cup. We're going back to it. Going Argentina money line at plus 115. Our model has Argentina winning 1.4 to 0.9. And look, I know you're going to say, Argentina hasn't won a single game in 10 tries in the World Cup. They have 8 defeats and 2 draws. However, they are 28th ranked, and they held their own against a 16th ranked Italy, only losing 1-0. Now they play a 54th ranked South Africa, the third lowest rank in the World Cup. And Argentina women are motivated, and our model believes that this is going to be their first World Cup win tonight.
So, all right, you talk about motivated. All right, nice job on that one. All right.
I'm so disappointed, AB. I have to say, I wanted to see like a 0.75. Like, come on, Spectre. I was all excited for another point. I was going to try to bet it today. I need some good karma.
I'm not going to lie. I don't even understand that bet whatsoever. I don't either. I was looking at it like 0.75.
We're going to need a whiteboard back here. I'm going to have to really break it down for y'all one day because we tried. Yeah, the math was there. I gave you the reasons. I'll teach advanced math courses at EC University, but only the advanced students because the ECs aren't cutting it.
Well, yeah, EC, I tell you what, man, I'll slide you 10 if you can just give me the answers. All right. After you get that, just give me the answers.
I got you, AB. I got you. EC University, that's where we help each other out.
Yeah. Dude, go get your Scantrons and Blue Books. We'll knock that thing out. All right, Barner, speaking of picking us up, you got 2 plays here, and I think EC is going to like both of them. So I'm just going to let you rip, man. What you got?
All right, so we're going to do 2 Cubs player props. First, we're going to do Cody Bellinger over 1.5 total bases at plus 105 on FanDuel. The weather for this game, hot. It's going to be around 100 degrees. Slight winds blowing out, so this is a favorable hitting condition. Miles Michaelis is starting for the Cardinals. He is not a swing-and-miss pitcher. He only has a 15.8% strikeout rate. Now, his last start was also against the Cubs. He gave up 11 hits and 5 runs over 5 innings. Love this spot for Bellinger. He has a 7.11 slugging percentage over his last 25 games. Then we'll go to his teammate, Dansby Swanson, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, minus 145 on DraftKings. Down 4 games since coming off the injured list. He hasn't skipped a beat. 7-for-16, 2 home runs, 4 runs scored, and 6 RBIs. Like I said before, I think there's a lot of scoring in this game. Swanson normally bats 6 against right-handed pitchers. 4 of the 5 projected hitters ahead of him in the lineup have an on-base percentage of at least .342. Batting behind him, Christopher Morel, who has a .539 slugging percentage. I like Swanson's chances of getting a hit at least one time here and then finding a way to either score or drive in a run in this favorable hitting environment.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, man, I think that is absolutely a great hitting environment. Not only the weather, not only the wind, but also the pitching matchups as well, as you just broke down. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and go, and I'll leave it on the screen as we normally do. EC, you tell me your favorite one. Prop Stars, Barner, Specter, feel free to jump in as well. Would love your thoughts here. First up, Cubs Cardinals, both teams to score 4+ runs at +120. 100% agree with you on that one, man. I think that both teams get this thing started early. We saw last night live on HQ, me and Prop Stars were betting the Cubs game there against the White Sox. And this Cubs team hits fifth inning and on. This team could score runs. Not that they can't do it early, but this team definitely has that kind of Blue Jays feel to it early in the season. Prop Stars, what up?
Just want to mention real quick, yesterday on HQ, alongside my guy AB, Eric Casillas as well, we were breaking down the Cubs and White Sox live. Went to AB. This was in the first inning when the White Sox were up 2-0. AB said, I actually like the Cubs here, and I feel like they are going to pour an onslaught of runs in the fifth inning. What happened in the fifth inning? The Cubs came up, scored 6 runs in the top of the fifth inning. So hats off to you, AB. That was just an absolutely amazing call.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know what? Let's hope that both teams do it today. They can start earlier if they'd like to, but props. I appreciate that. Jules, that's what I'm calling you from now on, my man Jules. There, I appreciate you. All right, second off, Pete Alonso, over 1.5 total bases. All right, so normally play hits, runs, and RBIs here. The price is out of control already. It's already gone. I've seen some books -170. I'm not playing that at all. But I think Alonso does mash. And quite frankly, look, I mean, he could get 2 hits. He could get 3 hits. I think your boy's going Yahtzee tonight. So I'm going to take him there. The total bases at plus money. Also, going back to that Cubs-Cardinals game, Paul Goldschmidt over 1.5 total bases. Your boy has history here. I think that he is going to mash against your boy Steele. I understand that it's not the best left. However, yeah, Goldschmidt, we're going total bases +100. And lastly, because I want something on the White Sox and I never get to play him, Luis Robert over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -130. This could be a weirdly ugly game. It could be 2-1 or it could be 14-12. It has kind of a college feel to it. So we're going to go with Robert here. I think your boy mashes as well. So EC, what do you think? Out of those
I mean, I like it, AB. I'll tell you the one, and I hate to do this, I actually like Goldschmidt a lot at even money tonight. As Barner mentioned, the wind's blowing out. I'll give a prop on that game later on, but I think he's going to do some damage against the all-star Justin Steele. I think you're going to see a lot of hits in that game. Just a
nice foreshadowing there. All right, Jules, my dude. One play also from that game. Break it down, what you got?
Jules Winfield over here, AB. But yeah, I like that game quite a bit. I think Mikey B spot on, AB. I like the props you mentioned as well. I think there's going to be a lot of offense, but I actually like the Cardinals in the spot. They have been playing excellent baseball. I'm going to back them here on the money line. Cubs are playing really well too. They seem reinvigorated as we approach the trade deadline. Looks like they are trying to convince management that they want to be not be sellers during the trade deadline. But yeah, both teams playing well, but I've been really impressed with this Cardinals team. I thought over the first half of the season, they struggled obviously, but I really thought that they were a major positive regression candidate over the second half. And we're seeing that they've won 11 of their last 16 games. The offense has been really impressive over the past month. They are one of the best offenses in the MLB versus lefties versus righties. They're facing the lefty Steel tonight. So yeah, I think a lot of runs are going to happen as well. But I just have been really impressed with this Cardinals lineup 1-9. They score a lot of runs. The Cubs do too. But yeah, I'm just going to back the Cardinals in this spot. Also like the over. Also like a lot of these individual player props as well. But yeah, give me the Cardinals on the money line tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. They the Cardinals have really found themselves at the plate for sure. And it's not, I mean, every night. I mean, which baseball team would be, right? I mean, nobody does. But yeah, man, like compared to the first month of the year, my goodness, man, they look like a completely different team there at the plate. Now, EC, coming to you. This is a big one tonight. Your Cubbies against the Cardinals. All right. Rivalry. Break it down, buddy. You got 2 points.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, AB, I had to wear the Sun shirt tonight. You know, I needed to get back on the winning track, so I decided to wear the shirt of the team that's going to win this year's NBA title. I'm sure we'll do a future show at some point. Specter, Barner, I know you're paying attention. Proppy, I know you'll get some Suns props in there. Just wanted to give a little shout-out to the Suns. All right, so we're all playing this Cubs-Cardinals game. You know, I'm a Cubs fan. Kind of hope they sell a little bit. You can get a lot for Bellinger and Stroman, but that's beside the point. think it is going to be a high scoring game. Let's roll with the over 17.5 combined hits at minus 105. So in two games against St. Louis this year, when Justin Steele starts, both teams combined to average 20 hits. Last Saturday at Wrigley, I think Mikey B mentioned this, in the game Miles Michaelis started, there were 25 combined hits. By the way, Michaelis gives up the second most hits in baseball this season, 141. And the Cubs are 9-3 over this total since the All-Star break. Let's hope the good times roll, a lot of offense reigns, and we hit this minus 105. Just get back on the right track. I feel like Coach kind of threw me off the other day. So now it's been a tough one. Then we'll go to the Mets and Nationals game, which nobody – or AB had a prop on Alonso. I'm going to roll with C.J. Abrams over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs at minus 115. 2-for-2 against Kodai Senga earlier this year. And a half of his games in July have been at a multi-hit variety, 10 out of 20, which means he is 14-6 to the over on this line in July and has at least one hit in 13 of his last 15 games. I hope I don't jinx him because I really need to get some wins. I will not be here tomorrow. I'll be at Del Mar. I'll be trying to win. So, sorry, no Friday parlay. Let's do what you want with these. Fade or play.
There we go. All right. So, you're going to Del Mar tomorrow, right?
I am. Yeah. I got 2 days at the racetrack, AB. It's like major studying time for me. I'm going to use all my analytics, all the stuff that Spectre has taught us off the air. I'm going to play all these. I'm going to look at the ponies differently, and I'm going to win big.
All right. All right. What's your go-to, man? Are you a trifecta, an exacta, a box guy?
Laugh, by the way. There is the Daily Double is my favorite, which is to pick the winner in two straight races and then a pick four where you do it in four straight races. But AB, they have a new wager at Del Mar. It's called the Parlay Wager. And the Wednesday Show Parlay.
They knew you were coming.
They didn't know I was. So you can pick, let's say I put $20 to show on one horse in the first race. If I hit that, it rolls over to the next race. And as many races as you put in, it rolls over your bet and your winnings into the following race. A parlay wager. Proppy, how could I not be in on that?
I love it, EC, and you know we'll be rooting for you. We're really hoping that you will provide us with as many updates as possible so we can kind of be there vicariously through you. So please do. Please follow EC if you're not as well. But just some potential breaking news. Really hope this is a lot to do about nothing, but Joe Burrow was just carted off of the field, has the looks of a very serious apparent lower body injury. Would be absolutely devastating as Burrow, I believe, is second in the MVP futures category. So potentially huge news in the NFL, something that we have to watch out for. Really hope that Joe Burrow's okay.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Like, I don't I had like 9 parlay jokes lined up. I don't even want to make them anymore. Like, that's tough, dude. EC, you definitely do have to keep us updated. Okay. So you're gonna have to tweet these things out. You're gonna have to let us know what you're playing, your parlay.
Also, every bet, EC.
Yeah, you gotta lay them all out. Also, Spectre, check me on this one. This does have the way you described it, this rollover thing, it has an Enron feel to it. Like you're gonna lose your 401k after a week of rolling over interest.
I think it was actually called the Ponzi bet, not the parlay bet. It was actually the Ponzi bet.
Yeah. So. Any Enron fans out there, shout out to Lou Pie. All right, shout out to my man there.
Look, it's not the statistically smart way to bet, but, you know,
it is.
It's EC.
I mean, what can I say?
EC, let me say this, I'm glad that you said that, man. Thoughts and prayers up to Joe Burrow. Nobody wants to see that for sure. Hope that he's okay. Number two, EC, on a tree, where's the fruit? Out on the limb, my man. That's where you got to go get it. So I respect it.
Yes. Now we're talking, AB. It's my kind of language. If I'm not wearing an undershirt on Monday, you'll know what happened in Del Mar. I would have lost my shirt. Right.
What happens if you're not wearing a shirt on Monday?
Well, I'll find something. I'll find a rag to throw over me just for, to be more aesthetically pleasing. Let's say that.
All right, there we go. Speaking of aesthetically pleasing, I can't believe I got that word out. Everybody grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. EC is on C.J. Abrams over 1.5 hits, runs and RBIs, minus 115. Cubs Cardinals over 17.5 combined hits at minus 105. Speculator is on Argentina on the money line there, plus 115. Prop Stars is on the Cardinals money line, minus 115. Mike Barner is on Cody Bellinger over 1.5 total bases, plus 105. Dansby Swanson over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 145. And I'm on Luis Robert over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, minus 130. Cubs, Cardinals, both teams to score 4-plus runs at plus 120. Pete Alonso over 1.5 total bases at plus 110. And Paul Goldschmidt of the Cardinals over 1.5 total bases at plus 100. Okay. Anybody have any final thoughts before we get out of here? Anybody have any exciting Thursday plans?
I mean, I just think we should let the chat in on what we were talking about before. We were wondering if EC owned a motorcycle, what kind of motorcycle would EC own?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I'm going with a classic, like a nice little Vespa over here. You know, he's at the Italian coast. He's got a little ascot. That's my
an
take.
Ascot.
I'm going for the late 80s, early 90s Kawasaki Ninja, the equivalent of like a Camaro IROC Z, but in motorcycle form with some very bright neon colors and some of those shades that like go like this for EC as well.
The wraparounds, bro.
Yeah, the wraparounds.
You're shaking your head. What answer?
I live near a Harley dealership, AB. I mean, that's all I'm going to roll with. Don't I look like the prototypical Harley guy?
You do. You do. I mean, really, the big question really was whether you're going to join, you know, Hell's Angels or the Mongols, right? Like,
we'll talk about that later. Yeah, we'll figure that out later.
We'll keep that, you know.
Both are vying for his services right now. So.
Yeah, clearly. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Feels good to be recruited, doesn't it? You're a five-star.
Do they like parlays?
Yeah, I think the Mongols are big on those.
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura was a Mongol, so there you go.
He was.
Yep.
Card-carrying member.
Yeah, he was, man. He was. So there you go.
Imagine EC giving out all his picks, and then he misses like three parlays in a row, and all the motorcycle guys come looking for him.
You'd never see me again. Yeah, that'd be the end.
Yeah. We see 90 motorcycles chasing one motorcycle.
Yeah.
You know what?
It'd be a good episode of Sons of Anarchy.
I can't wait to see EC with long hair.
Me too.
Yeah. That was good. You know what? We're going to end on that one. That was a great joke. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Also, the reason I was calling Jules or Prop Stars Jules, his middle name is Julian. We found that out, which is awesome, by the way. I think it's the best middle name that we have here on the roster. So I'm calling you Jules from now on. I mean, it's fantastic. Yeah, dude. You look like a Jules. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's great. All right, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets, and we will see you normal time at 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.